here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. So you can go over to freetalklive.com and get interactive completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so of course we'll talk to you about whatever might happen to be on your mind. We're going to start out by going right to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to TSA George on the line from D.C. Hey, George.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
Going on at my airport.
All right.
Here. We're building a whole new checkpoint with a pre-check. You heard of that, right? Where people submit their personal information to breeze through security.
Oh, yeah. I had heard something about that. I didn't know they were going to get their own special checkpoint. That's interesting.
Who is this? What's this again?
Yeah, it's a pre-check security checkpoint. Basically, you get the government info here to make sure whether or not you're one of those type of people that'll be a threat or not. And then when you, that way you go to the special checkpoint where supposedly you don't have to take your shoes off, although the TSA changed their minds about that. Mm. You'll still have to do that, but at least you can leave your laptop in the bag.
Oh.
Essentially. Yeah, I know. It's like,
what's the fee, by the way, attached to it?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, they're building this new checkpoint at my airport just for these guys. But closing down one of the Diamond checkpoints. And it's like, well, why build this checkpoint at all if you're going to close down Diamond one? Right there, which holds probably just as many people.
But what is the Diamond checkpoint? I'm confused.
We have a Diamond checkpoint at our airport. It's basically for business guys who are flying by themselves, you know, or professional travelers, or if you're flying first class. For
Diamond class people.
Or for the wheelchair people. We send all the air service hunting people who, you know, push the wheelchairs for the disabled people. We send them there, too. So they all go to Diamond, essentially, and we're shutting that down just to open up this other one, and we're just going to leave the other part empty space. Pretty much blowing tax dollars basically for nothing. Like, I asked them, why not just convert the Diamond checkpoint into the pre-check? And they're like, well, they want it with the new millimeter wave thing, so that's why. And apparently the ceilings aren't high enough at the Diamond. They're going to get 1 millimeter wave. That's the other kind of body scanner, the one that's supposedly not as bad.
Right.
Yeah, the backscatter ones.
I wouldn't work close to it if I were you, George.
Yeah.
So what is it that this new program costs? I mean, like you said, you got to give up some information to the feds. What kind of cash do you have to give up?
I think it's probably about $100 or something like that. Mm-hmm. You might want to try flyclear.org. I don't have that information on me at the moment.
What is it?
But
fly what?
Flyclear or pre-check. TSA pre-check.
Interesting. I wonder how useful that will be, and if it will actually, you know, result in people being less scrutinized, and if so, how, you know, whether terrorists will be able to actually use the program to, you know, infiltrate somewhat these airlines. It, who knows?
To me, it's a waste of money. It's like, okay, so you can keep a light jacket on and your shoes on, but that's only if your shoes don't set off the metal detector. Mm-hmm. You know, you walk in with the boots all of a sudden, and you might as well have been at the normal checkpoint. You just wait for your money for nothing. They will.
Thanks for the update, George. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call as always. 855-453 TSA. George, of course, working for the TSA for what, like a decade now?
Yeah, it has to have been
pretty much. So
yeah, I'm very. I wanted to ask him something just because TSA George is a fixture on this show. He's a hero to many, and I was very thrilled to be here with him for however short a moment. Next time he calls, George, call next Tuesday.
No,
and
you've never been to Pork Fest before? Because he's always at Pork Fest.
He's always at Pork
Fest? The Porcupine Freedom Festival, the last several years, TSA George has been there.
I've been to 2008, 2009, 2010.
Yeah, he was there. It. You just didn't hook up with him.
Okay.
So next time, if you're there next year, I'll be sure to give y'all an introduction.
That'd be great. I appreciate it.
All right.
Doesn't sound like this new program is really worth the upgrade money, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. 855-450-3733.
Maybe just at that airport. At other airports, that might be worth it.
To the phones and your thoughts. Blaine, listening in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem.
You guys talked about the spice issue the other night, and I just wanted to relate my experiences. I've probably tried it 20 to 30 times from the time it was K2 about 4 years ago.
Okay, hold on. So isn't K2 a different brand from spice?
Correct. Yes.
And this is a synthetic marijuana, right?
Mild, but even my most recent experience about 6 months ago with this newer stuff, it just absolutely scared me to death.
With just to be clear, what did you take? Was it spice or K2? Which brand was it?
This was a different spice brand. I don't remember what the most recent one was called.
But it is one of the. Is it a spice product or is it a different product by a different manufacturer?
It's a spice product.
Okay.
And I know that whenever I took it, you know, my heart would just pound out of my chest like your other caller had said the other night. And, you know, it was one of the scarier things I've ever, you know, ever done. And, you know, I think if we would not regulate marijuana like we do, this wouldn't be an issue. And kids in high school wouldn't be going to buy it all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of scary that the fake marijuana is dangerous and frightening to people, but the real marijuana is what's illegal.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that story. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Blaine. Appreciate it. I actually have an update about spice here in a little bit. We can maybe talk about that. Eric is on the line listening in Columbus. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I was calling yesterday. I was the guy whose wife took 5 years to get a tubal.
A tubal ligation, yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to follow up because later on in the show, you guys were talking about how it's invasive over having a vasectomy and whatnot, and I just wanted to share some information that actually what my wife had done, it's a new procedure called ESHER. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Say it again.
Can you spell that?
ESHER is E-S-S-U-R-E.
Okay.
So it's actually a new procedure for women, and it actually requires no cutting or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually just a little tiny, it looks like a spring, and they actually just stick it in the fallopian tubes, and that causes scar tissue. And it just blocks up the whole thing, and you're done.
Wow. Small flexible inserts are placed into the fallopian tubes by a catheter passed from the vagina through the cervix and uterus. According to Wikipedia, the insert contains inner polyethylene terephthalate fibers to induce benign fibrotic reaction and is held in place by flexible stainless steel inner coil and a dynamic outer nickel titanium alloy coil.
What could go wrong?
Once in place, the device is designed to elicit tissue growth in and around the insert to form over a period of 3 months an occlusion or blockage in the fallopian tubes. The tissue barrier formed prevents sperm from reaching an egg. Unlike other forms of tubal ligation, no general anesthetic nor incision through the abdomen is required. Let's see, additionally, additional forms of birth control must be continued for that three-month period where the tissue growth
is going to be bad news if you don't.
Is occurring. But so is this supposed to be something that lasts for a lifetime?
Yeah, it's permanent. And in this case, it's impossible to reverse compared to the tubal. But, yeah, you don't have all that time, and my wife was back to work the next day. So it's much less invasive compared.
And what about the cost? Since it's not cutting, it's probably cheaper, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's much cheaper. It's something like $800.
Hell of a deal.
Wow. That does change a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge, that's a big difference from the conversation we were having last night. Where
did the doctor discuss with you anything like the dangers of this? I mean, whether
it's close to nothing. There's really been no major side effects at all.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. That is very useful information, especially for any ladies out there listening who are kind of concerned about the whole cutting thing. Thanks for the call, Eric. That's E-S-S-U-R-E. Escher? Maybe? 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We give them away. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content on the site. So you, whatever you see there on the front page, created by listeners like you. As you scroll down the front page, you'll see numbered items. Each one of those numbered items would not be there were it not for you participating in the site. You tell us what's important. You tell us the stuff online that you think is interesting, that you maybe want us to talk about on the air. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can submit whatever you want to the website, and then others can vote on it. So when you go to the site, you can enter the upcoming stories page, and then on the upcoming stories page, you can vote on whatever the freshest content is on the site. The more votes an item gets, the more likely it will be promoted to the front page and the top of the site. So go and get interactive, all free, at freetalklive.com.
Seals with clubs is online Bitcoin poker. Seals doesn't want to know all about you. They just want a username and an optional email. So, you know, that way you can log in. You can keep money in your account. The email will allow you to have access to your account if you should lose your password or whatever. But if you don't think you'll lose your password, that's fine. They don't need bank info. They don't need credit card info. They don't need any documentation whatsoever. You can go there. You can play with the online currency known as Bitcoin, since governments don't call that money. It's not like trying to play poker with U.S. dollars. It's a heck of a lot easier. The Bitcoins make it easy. You can, by the way, Seals with Clubs recommends BitInstant.com is a fast, safe, secure way to get your Bitcoins. Deposits into SealsWithClubs.eu.
Mm-hmm.
I should say, they're also SealsWithClubs.com, by the way. SealsWithClubs.eu. Deposits are instant, and cash outs are always the same day. Even if you don't have any Bitcoins yet, you can go to their site, check it out. They have free tournaments going on every hour that pay Bitcoins to the winner. So you can play in the tournament with no money and win Bitcoins, and then use the Bitcoins to continue to play and continue to play. It's amazing.
Johnny Ray, are you SealsWithClubs.eu? .eu. Are you a gambling man, Johnny?
I'd like to be.
Yeah? Because this sounds like a really great opportunity for people that are into poker. I didn't know if you were into poker, because I know that you like the Dominion.
Oh, God. I love Dominion. Dominion is the greatest game, period.
Do people play Dominion for money?
They do. In fact, I hosted a tournament at the Keene Activist Center.
That's right.
And I put up an ounce of silver, and luckily, my girlfriend at the time, she won it.
She won it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Seals with clubs.
Did you get it back?
How do you?
No.
Then what's lucky about it?
She.
It was a good feeling.
Yeah. At the time, I considered it lucky. Justin X, he called shenanigans on the whole thing because Allison had won the ounce of silver. But when we broke up, she tried to give me all the silver back.
Really?
Yeah. And
did she want cash for it or?
No, I had gotten all my stuff together and taken it out, and then she collected some scraps and stuff, and was like, "You forgot some stuff," and among that stuff was my kitty, my bag of silver coins, and
so they were your silver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought she was giving you her silver.
Well, she took all the coins, put them all together. She's got. I'm not gonna say she's silver rich, much more than I am.
Nice.
But
a lot of good that does you now.
She had taken all my coins and given them back to me, and I insisted that she keep the one that she had won because I'm such a wonderful
man. Gentleman. Absolutely.
But I bought some Bitcoins today.
You did. That's why I brought it up, because you were just showing us excitedly before the show started tonight that you had acquired Bitcoins through BitInstant.com.
Yeah, I'm a pretty excitable person. And
Bitcoins are exciting. I mean,
they are to me.
Yeah, me too.
It's new. It's fresh. I mean, they're unique. So
well, I bought a modest amount at CVS. I didn't go to CVS and buy Bitcoins, but there's a process you go through where you pay.
You go to a MoneyGram location, and those include CVS as well as Walmart and a number of other places across the country.
Very good. Yep. And I purchased about 10% of my paycheck's worth of Bitcoins.
Nice.
And
that's a good habit for savings, by the way. Is that the 10% habit? Because, you know, 10% usually isn't going to make or break you on a paycheck.
True.
But every single paycheck, if you're putting away 10%, that's going to add up.
Yep. Well, I'm a janitor, and this past week I was cleaning the offices of a financial services company,
mm-hmm.
and some young, hot, on-the-make salesman came up and asked, "Hey, have you ever, what do you think about life insurance?" And I said... He said, well, I buy bitcoins and silver. And I was lying because I'd never bought a bitcoin in my life. Mm-hmm. But I was at the time I was excited about it, so I right. wanted to throw that in there. We got into a conversation about it, and I decided, well, I've got to buy some bitcoin. I've got to be honorable about my, you know, what I said there.
Right.
So I bought some today, and I intend to continue buying bitcoin week after week.
It's a learning process for sure, and you know, it helps if you have somebody that can answer some questions, I think, at the beginning. But there are some good resources out there. We use coins.org, of course, a good intro site for that, because one of the things you were asking about is where the coins are stored. And it's, you know, the concepts are completely different from money we're used to. There's no vault that these things are stored. They're not actually stored on your phone or on your computer. They're stored across the Bitcoin network.
They're math problems on the internet.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
I mean,
You have a key to a wallet.
They're a cryptographic currency.
Yeah, you have a key. Your key will call...
Your wallet is your key.
Yeah. Well, yes, but yeah, you have a secret key to the right. wallet. And if you lose the wallet, you can go download a different wallet, use the key, the secret key on that wallet to call your bitcoins to you like little pigeons.
Hmm. It's awesome.
We're like little glowing orbs in video games. After you defeat enemies, then you suck the resources that... Go on, Ian.
I'm not allowed to buy bitcoins.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number tonight. So, by the way, just a little bit more about this. I don't know how it's pronounced. He pronounced it Escher, maybe, E-S-S-U-R-E. It is a permanent non-surgical transcervical sterilization procedure for women developed by Conceptus Incorporated.
Or just people with cervixes.
And according to the piece here, they say that this procedure has now been in, it's been used for now over 10 years, or just about 10 years.
See, we didn't even know that. That's why you don't take medical advice from Free Talk Live.
The Escher procedure is 99.74% effective based on 5 years of follow-up, with zero pregnancies reported in clinical trials. The reported insertional failure rates are failure to place two inserts in the first procedure, which is a 5% failure rate. The initial tubal patency at 3.5%. I have no idea what that means. Expulsion, 2.2%. Perforation, 1.8%, or other unsatisfactory device location, 0.6. Upon follow-up, occlusion is observed to have occurred in 96.5% of patients, because basically these are devices that encourage the walls of the fallopian tubes to basically grow tissue that blocks any egg or sperm from reaching an egg. So it's an amazing procedure, it sounds like, that is very, very effective and also very, very affordable. And certainly if anybody else wants to share their thoughts on birth control, we're certainly welcome to talk about that. It was one of our topics from last night. Still on the way, though, we can talk spice if you'd like. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up also, a three-and-a-half-year-old is forced to change his name. We'll explain in moments.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
A new world where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here and bring us whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that you'll find there. They are free for you, including the listening options. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Different size bit rates for different internet connection sizes. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition, you can learn about our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're also heard all 7 nights per week, the KU band free-to-air channel, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, though our webcam is down temporarily, so bear with us. Of course, the nice thing about Free Talk Live is if one of our listening methods for whatever reason is not working, there are others, and you can use whichever ones work best for you. Over at listen.freetalklive.com, you know, we had somebody call in about spice and their experience with it. And spice is a synthetic cannabinoid. It is a sort of an ape of marijuana. It is a private company trying to basically imitate the effects of cannabis through chemical process. And certain versions of this, as well as some of the bath salts, as they've been called, which are products that try to imitate other drugs like cocaine or ecstasy, or, for instance, I think speed or methamphetamine. These are products that some of them have been prohibited. So usually what ends up happening is they'll just change the formula a little bit and re-release them. But there's an interesting piece here from Reason.com over at Reason.com by Mike Riggs. He says, a top priority for the National Institute on Drug Abuse has always been to find a way to make illicit drugs chemically unenjoyable. As recently as last year, NIDA Chief Nora Volko told 60 Minutes that her agency was looking for a cure for getting high. but it appears NIDA's quest to cure Americans of their enjoyment of marijuana has backfired. According to a report in the New Orleans Times-Picayune, funds from NIDA helped create the dangerous marijuana alternative known as SPICE. And also K2.
So SPICE and K2 are failed government experiments?
The funds were dispersed in the mid-1990s to a Clemson University researcher named John W. Huffman. It was while searching for a cure to marijuana addiction that Huffman developed the formula for SPICE. Now, I don't know. I don't think we've shared this particular story before, but it sounds familiar. So I think someone might have called about this and dropped this on the air at one point.
I haven't heard it. I don't think.
Former Clemson University chemistry professor John Huffman is the namesake of JWH-018. Which we've been talking about, how this is the name of this chemical that's in SPICE is JWH hyphen and then a three-digit number. Well, JWH stands for John W. Huffman. He is the namesake of JWH-18, JWH-073, and JWH-200, three of the synthetic cannabinoids banned by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration in 2011. The National Institute of Drug Abuse wanted to research marijuana, said Dr. Victor Tuckler, the emergency room toxicologist at Interim LSU Public Hospital in New Orleans. He says they were looking at different receptors of the brain to see if they could come up with a way that people wouldn't get addicted to this stuff. Huffman and his colleagues created more than 400 synthetic cannabinoid compounds during the 1990s.
So let me get this straight. The law has outlawed this JWH-13, JWH-703,
that's right.
JWH whatever. So they have specific compounds. You know, one thing, when I've gone to courts and I've seen people's trials and things like that, I've never seen them trot out any kind of chemical information on the leafy green substance that they found. I mean, I guess that marijuana must have a chemical compound. Can we please prove that the stuff that I had was marijuana?
You haven't been to enough trials. They have brought the lab expert in sometimes, and he does testify to his expert processes that do affirm that there's marijuana. But I saw a paraphernalia trial today where basically the cop just got up on the stand and claimed that it smelled like burnt marijuana, and they convicted him based on that.
Wow.
So, you know, if you don't know enough to object or, you know, point out that they haven't proven that there was marijuana that was smoked from that pipe, then...
Objection, the officer couldn't know what burnt marijuana was unless he burnt some marijuana.
Well, he said from his training he knew what it smelled like.
That's right, because they burnt marijuana.
Yes.
The training.
So who knows how this got out, said Victor Tuckler, the toxicologist. Pretty soon it's on the Internet and people are making it over in China. Recently, the circle completed itself more than a decade after...
China's going to be addicted to K2.
After, I don't know how well it sells over in China, but it's certainly selling well here. More than a decade after NIDA spent...
Only because marijuana is illegal.
That's right. An unreported amount creating SPICE, the Drug Enforcement Administration spent millions raiding gas stations and head shops around the country, reportedly selling it. Here's the DEA press release about Operation Logjam. As of today, more than 4.8 million packets of synthetic cannabinoids like K2 and SPICE, and the products to produce nearly 13.6 million more, as well as 167,000 packets of synthetic cathinones like bath salts, and the products to produce an additional 392,000 were seized. Operation Logjam was conducted jointly by the DEA and ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, with assistance from the IRS, Criminal Investigations, Postal Inspection Service, Customs and Border Protection, FBI, Food and Drug Administration's Office of Criminal Investigations, as well as countless state and local law enforcement members in more than 109 U.S. cities, and targeted every level of the synthetic designer drug industry, including retailers, wholesalers, and manufacturers. So how much money did that cost? Their big old log jam operation.
A fortune.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of money for something that they created in the first place. Surprise, surprise.
K2 is illegal across the U.S.?
They have made some of these illegal. I'm not a lawyer, so please don't take my word for this. But as I understand it, there are a number of these chemical configurations that are illegal. The last time we had talked about this issue was the news story was that the Florida cops were raiding... They were raiding convenience stores in the Tampa Bay area, and they were essentially saying that they had to admit that the versions of these products they had on the shelves were not illegal. that the version of Spice that they had, because when they made that one JWH, whatever it was, illegal, they just tweaked the chemical configuration and put a new one out under the same brand name. So while those versions were not illegal, the sheriff basically said, we're going to find a way to arrest you. Even though it's not illegal, we're going to find a way. And their current approach, and whether any of the convenience store operators will lawyer up and actually fight this or not remains to be seen. But the current approach is to charge people with distribution of imitation drugs or an imitation-controlled substance.
I see.
So in that, if I were to sell you a bag of sugar and tell you it's cocaine or a bag of oregano and tell you it's marijuana, that's as much of a crime as actually selling you a bag of marijuana.
As much of?
From what I've seen in the law.
Selling oregano.
As though it's marijuana.
Right, right. I understand.
Right. So that's what they're doing. They're going after them basically on that from that perspective, that they're selling something as though it's marijuana, even though that's not how it's being sold. So I think they probably don't have a very good case, but that's not stopping them from going in and raiding people's businesses, ruining lives, arresting peaceful people.
Hmm.
I smoked K2 a couple of times, and I don't know what the people on the show last night were saying, but it did. It made my heart beat like a drum. Wasn't really especially unpleasant, but I would have much rather had the real Tabasco.
Stuff. I'm going to stay away from that stuff. My health is too valuable to me. Thanks.
DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhardt said that, quote, although tremendous progress has been made in legislating and scheduling these dangerous substances, this enforcement action has disrupted the entire illegal industry, from manufacturers to retailers. Together with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners, because it's a real challenge to go in and raid every convenience store in town. Real hard to find those people.
Those people are picking up and moving all the time.
Yeah. Together with our federal, state, and local law
enforcement for you.
partners, we're committed to targeting these new and emerging drugs with every scientific, legislative, and investigative tool at our disposal. So, there you go.
You know, I mean, I don't like this stuff, and I don't think anybody on the show particularly likes this stuff, but this is a direct result of the drug war. I don't know how many people would smoke this stuff if it wasn't for the fact that marijuana was illegal. And I don't know how many people would continue to smoke it. If you just made what is basically the most harmless drug man knows legal, then people wouldn't go out and do this stuff.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And how ironic that it was created by the government's own funds. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Whether you want to talk about birth control, spice, or whatever might happen to be on your mind, it goes.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. If you have a company, you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable or collections, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can handle it with respect. SACL CAI.
All right, so let's continue here, and of course we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. In other news, however, there's a 3.5-year-old boy named Hunter who apparently is deaf. And this, I believe, is the top story right now over at freetalklive.com by your votes. So thanks to whoever submitted it and voted upon it. And Johnny Ray, you've got the story.
Grand Island preschooler asked to change the sign for his name. Hunter Spanger says his name with a certain special hand gesture, but at just 3.5 years old, he may have to change it, explains Hunter's father, Brian Spanger. He's deaf. And his name sign, they say, is a violation of their weapons policy.
Zero tolerance.
Weapons policy. For a sign language name?
This is zero tolerance all the way. This is some sort of government preschool?
Grand Island, let's see, Grand Island Public Schools. Grand Island mm-hmm. Public Schools is objecting to this boy's name.
So it's some kind of public pre-K or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
They
his name is Hunter, and the sign language for that is some kind of gun symbol.
Yeah, he's got what Hunter does is if you can imagine your hand in like a pistol. Symbol.
The old kid pistol.
Yeah. He curls his two fingers because that makes it his own
specialty. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
crosses his fingers.
And he does sort of a he waves them up and down.
Yeah.
Rootin' tootin'. Very good.
Yeah.
So Grand Island's Weapons in Schools Board Policy 8470 forbids...
I said this is a riveting read. Go ahead.
Quote, any instrument that looks like a weapon.
Yeah. So, and I, we have,
that looks like a weapon.
We have heard of children getting in trouble for making the pistol symbol with their hands in the past.
That's what this is.
And now you have an incident where a child, a 3.5-year-old child, makes the pistol symbol in order to say his name, which is Hunter. Which kind of makes me wonder is, how in the world is the public school system able to not crumble to the ground with all these kids named Hunter running around?
Oh, you can be named Hunter.
No, their name is actually breaking... I mean, for goodness sake, if the kid's name was Bloody Bayonet, you might better believe that there's going to be a problem with the public school. Sure. So the kid's name is Hunter, but...
Well, they're just saying he has to change the sign for his name.
I understand, but the point I'm trying to make is there's all these speaking kids out there whose name's Hunter. I mean, if the school is going to crumble to the ground because the kid makes the root and tootin' fast shooting symbol, because that's...
How much more ridiculous can it get?
I mean, all these kids named Hunter. Hunters have guns. Guns kill people. Yep. What? There you go.
He could be a love hunter, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Because I've heard all about love hunters.
I don't know. So what does Dad think about this, and Mom? What do they think?
Well, they think it's ridiculous.
I bet they do.
Well, they could always stop paying taxes, and then men with real guns will come to their house.
Yeah, indeed. Jack Shard, not exactly sure how to pronounce it, of Grand Island Public Schools, the Grand Island Public Schools spokesperson, says, we are working with the parents to come to the best solution we can for the child. That's just about all Grand Island Public Schools officials will say
now. We're from the government, and we're here to help.
You'll do what we say, or else what? I mean, what?
They can just not let him in school.
Yeah. Which would be the best thing that would happen.
Yeah, well, when you're talking about it,
keep them the hell out of there.
A deaf kid, I mean, it's going to be a lot of money to get this kind of special education this kid needs.
So that justifies forcing the public to pay for it?
No, I don't think it does. I'm just saying that you said it was the best thing for him.
They should withdraw their taxes from the system and then educate their own son the way they think is right.
Yeah. Have you withdrawn your taxes from the system yet?
Not entirely, but from the federal government I have.
Not from the state, not from the local government where the people's tuition from their schools go.
But that could be something that's
a pretty bold move.
All that you need to do is to rally enough families to do it, and the system's over. If enough families would actually have the courage to stop paying taxes in protest of the government schools, or at least stop paying the school portion of the taxes, which around here is like 60-80%, depending on which town you live in.
Yeah.
If you were to get enough families together to make a public protest about that, what are they going to do? Are they really, really going to want the PR of kicking a family out into the street?
Because I think they'd wait around till the PR, till the situation subsided, and then they'll kick you out. I mean, they can wait years to kick you out. They don't have any, you know, there's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Right, I get it. But when they actually do kick you out, then you make a big stink about it, and you bring activists with video cameras, and they sit in the house, and they occupy, and you make it as difficult as possible for them to steal a family's home for them. And if they had enough support, if there were enough liberty-minded people in one area that were willing to do something like this, to actually put it on the line and to take a risk, then they would likely have enough supporters who'd buy them a new house if they, you know, did get their house stolen or something like that. Do you remember the old Save a Patriot Foundation?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this, Johnny Ray?
No, I haven't.
So I don't think they exist anymore. They got shut down by the feds because basically they were called a tax avoidance scheme or whatever. But it was a brilliant idea, and it may very well work with local taxes more effectively than it would with the federal government. But the idea was essentially that people who were not paying federal income tax would join this organization, and one of the downsides to the way they were organized was they refused to reveal their membership numbers. So you never really had any idea how many people were members of the organization. But, you know, I'm not saying that whatever it is could be created needs to be created in the same way. I'm only giving this as an example of something that has come before. So the idea would be that, let's say we all were members of this organization and we're all not paying federal income tax. Therefore, you know, you get a little bit more of a take-home pay, and you can put more of that away in savings. And also, you would send money into this organization. You would agree to send money into this group if one of you was attacked by the state.
That's a cool idea.
So if one person, it's basically kind of like an insurance policy for taxes. So if one person is attacked, because they're not going to go after everybody at once, they just don't have the resources, and if they don't know what the membership roles are, then they, you know, how are they going to target your organization if they don't have the names? So
numbers aren't names. Like, you know, we have 57 people, doesn't say who the 57 people are.
Right. So so if they go after Mark, then you and I would get an update as the members of the organization, as would everybody else, that so-and-so family, the Edgington family, is getting aggressed against. They are having their house threatened by the IRS, and they need help for, you know, attorney's fees. And then eventually, if they steal the house, they would need help, you know, getting another house in which to move. And if there were enough members of the organization, everybody could pony up $1,000, you know, 200 members of the organization, everybody cuts a check for $1,000, and you've got that person a new house. So the more members you have, the less of a burden each check would have to be that the people would cut. Sure, the government would end up stealing your home from you, and it would be, you know, it would be a stressful situation. But at least you'd have some sort of coverage. At least you'd have something to fall back on.
Have we explicitly brought up the Free State Project on this episode of Free Talk Live?
Not quite yet, but that's, I think, an important factor in all this, to bring liberty-minded people together to the same place. So not only could you do some sort of insurance program like this, but you could also have physical occupation of the property as well, which would make the stealing of it a lot more difficult.
Yeah, you, Mark, I'm going to go ahead and include myself. We do a hell of a lot more than so many other people do in the face of evil and tyrannical government, even though I may not necessarily do a whole lot. What I do is I never take a plea.
That's right.
And when the state prosecutes me, which they've done multiple times in the few years I've been here, though I've never harmed anyone or committed what I consider a crime, mm-hmm. where somebody's person or property is damaged, though I've never done that, I've been prosecuted many times, they haven't yet covered their cost on me. They've only lost money on doing that to
me. Didn't you choose to go to jail for a parking ticket?
I spent 10 hours in jail. So that's my claim to hardcore activism.
It all adds up, though. If enough people throw those wrenches into the system, they'll have to change.
They will have to change the way they operate. They won't be able to just rack up as many collars as they can and get plea deals out of all of them, because people won't take the pleas. And
right, they need a system for parking. They don't need to be handing out fines. What business does this?
Non-cooperation is very effective. The more of greater the numbers you have doing it. Of course, the same thing is true of politics as well. So it's all about numbers. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of that investment.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com. RockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.